Good evening. This is John McMullen. I'm the host of the John Mack Radio Show on Sunday evening at 7 o'clock, where I interview interesting people. On that show, I really get into my own opinions because it's very important to me to have the audience meet the people. In recent weeks, I've had Al DiBello, the ex-lieutenant governor of New York State, wide columnist Steve Levy, who wrote some of the most important books about the history of technology, beginning with Hackers, and then insanely great about the creation of the Macintosh. And his most recent book is In the Plex. I've also had some religious leaders, Monsignor Thomas Sandy, who was a chaplain in the Air Force for 25 years and is now the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton's Roman Catholic Church in Sherbrooke, New York, as well as Mother Claire Woodley, who's director of St. Mary's Episcopal Church in Mohegan Lake, New York. I've also had poets, Amy Holman and Margarita Maria Rivas. I've had authors, Thomas Kelly, who wrote some terrific books about New York, and Paul Summerson, who's both written novels and nonfiction books and is a professor at Fordham University. They're interesting people, at least I feel they are, and I will continue to have that show. Upcoming guests will include Stuart Alsop, who is a venture capitalist now, who was a writer in the computer world for years, and is the son of the famous columnist Stuart Alsop and the nephew of Stuart's brother, the even more famous Joseph Alsop. They'll also have some college presidents and some more writers. This show is the test. It's a 15-minute show where I will get into some things that people say that I do best is telling stories, remembering things about the old neighborhood where I grew up, and telling other things. I'll also give my personal opinions at times on technology, politics, economics, sports, and other things that interest me. If it turns out that there's interest in this show, I will continue this in addition to the Sunday night show. Some background. I'm a radio host, as I just mentioned. I'm a columnist. My column this week for the Westchester Guardian will be my 99th one in the Creative Disruption series. It's a column that deals with the changes technology does to us so that we don't even note it sometimes, like the closing of the music stores and the film processing stores in our mall, the bankruptcy of Kodak. They all hit us if a neighbor or a member of our family is affected, but we usually don't notice them until all of a sudden someone says, gee, didn't Tower Records used to be here? So that's that series. I also have a novel, Offering It Up, that's part of a book called The Inwood Book that's up on Amazon that contains both a novel, short stories, and a few poems. And I have the book of poetry, a new one, collected poems of John Mack DeBard. I just mentioned Inwood. I grew up in Inwood, which is the neighborhood on the northern tip of Manhattan Island in New York City. When I grew up in the 50s and the early 60s, it was an Irish Catholic Jewish neighborhood. In fact, it was only when I was in my late teens that I knew there were Protestants. I always assumed if you weren't Catholic, you were Jewish. And Good Shepherd Church was both the sports center and the artistic center of the neighborhood. And many of the Jewish or Protestant people would tell people who asked where they were from that they were from Good Shepherd. It was very heavy on sports and on drinking. In the time that I grew up, the Catholic girls in the neighborhood thought that if you opened their blouse, that they were either going directly to hell or they would get pregnant. It was the pre-birth control days, and most of them went to Catholic high schools. So the boys played sports and drank beer, first in the park underage, then in bars that very often would serve the underage, and then in bars where we would hang out. And it wasn't the drinking so much, as it was a place to get together, very similar like the Irish pub. We'd spend hours talking, listening to music, having political debates, talking about the local teams. And most of us were fans of the local teams, be it the Yankees, Dodgers, or the Giants. There were three baseball teams in New York then. And we spent time at the college basketball games, at pro basketball games, and at other sports. I was lucky enough to be in the stands for the Giant Colt game in 1958. It's considered the greatest football game ever played, and the one that really put the National Football League on the map. It was played in Yankee Stadium, and it went to overtime. It was the first overtime game in league history. The Colts unfortunately won in overtime. And I have part of the goalpost in my bedroom. Today, I couldn't have a goalpost because, number one, they're not wooden anymore. They can't be knocked down and broken. And if you tried to get on the field now, you'd probably be shot. I was standing on the sidelines for the overtime, yelling that L.G. Dupre, who was the flanker back for the Colts, that he was going to drop the ball. And police just asked me to move back a little. So that was an interesting time. I've been lucky enough, by the way, to be at sporting events where very interesting things happen. I was at the Met game when they won their first World Series, and through a stroke of luck, I wound up in Joan Payson's private club where there was a party, and Casey Stengel and Pearl Bailey and John Lindsay and all sorts of people were there. Then I had no more right to be there than I have to be in Apollo 7 going to the moon. I also happened to be at Madison Square Garden one night when Oscar Robertson set the college scoring record, 56 points against Seton Hall. And the only reason I was there was my college, Iona, played in the first game. So I've been in the right place many times at the right time. So perhaps I have some interesting stories to share. You can contact me with ideas. I'm johnmack13@gmail.com. That's johnmac13@gmail.com. You can also go to my web home, and you can see some of the past John Mack radio shows. You can link into them, the ones I just mentioned. You can see television interviews that I've done. You can also the link to my blog at Salon or to my columns. And that website is www.johnmack13.com. That's www, and once again, johnmac13.com. As I mentioned, the neighborhood that I grew up in was Irish Catholic, Jewish. And it was conservative Irish Catholic. Many of our parents were civil servants. Mine was a New York City police officer. My oldest friend's father was the treasury agent. The fellow I'm still the closest with, because he lives here, Jim Casey's been my friend for more than 60 years. His father was a fireman. Frank Mulderig, who I went all through grammar school with, other than time that I wasn't in New York, his father worked for the subway. So another friend of mine, Bob Cummings, his father worked for Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority. One of our friends' fathers, John Messier, was an attorney, but that was unusual. So we had a interesting. Now, all of the people that I've just mentioned, by the way, went to college. So we were the ones who got what our parents wanted us to have. So it was a very interesting time. And if there's interest, I will share it with people, and I will take occasional phone calls. And until then, as they said in the old neighborhood, I'll see you. Now I'm going to ask Count Basie to take us out. As people know that live in the Northeast, it's certainly not April now. There's ice all over. People have been slipping. So Pat Robertson said that all you have to do is to go outside and feel how cold it is, and you'll get rid of the idiocy of global warming. Said by a real intellect. Back to the count.